Our message this morning is spiritual lessons from the eagle's nest. One of my father's favorite scriptures is Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. My dad loves that scripture and has repeated it to us many times. One day when we were over to my parents' house, I went into the living room and sat on their couch and stared at one of the many figurines proudly sitting on their fireplace mantle. And one of those prized figurines is with us this morning. Isaiah 40:31 came to mind as I sat with my parents and talked. I was given a whole new insight as to my father's love for eagles. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. My dad's love for eagles and what they relate to in scriptures brings me to a closer understanding of God's love. Researching on the American bald eagle brought such amazement that the more I researched, the more I learned. And the more I learned, the closer I felt to God and his unfailing love for us. I would like to share with you this morning some information on eagles' nests and how it applies to us spiritually. First of all, we have the construction of the nest, which is built high on mountain ranges. They will at times decide on a location that can reach altitudes of 10,000 feet. The nesting eagles will build a nest that can reach a weight of up to 2 tons and stretch as much as 8 feet across. I don't know about you, but that is one huge nest. The weary job of carrying limbs of up to 4 inches thick are brought to the nesting area. The nest can be as deep as 2 feet. The core of the nest is supported by the huge limbs, and the outer edges of the nest are lined with soft leaves and vines that are actually woven together by the eagle before the laying of the eggs. Now, the leaves cover the rough sticks that would puncture the soft fur of the eaglets. In addition to the soft bed of leaves, shortly before the eggs hatch, the mother eagle begins to pull soft, downy fur from her own body to shelter and warm her young. As the small birds are attempting to free themselves from the eggshells, the mother never assists them in this struggle, because to do so would impair their own survival. And more about this later on. After about 6 to 7 months, the mother eagle swoops in and begins to stir, or basically wreck the brooding area of the nest. She pulls out the soft leaves, tosses the fur into the wind, and removes the long vines that once provided comfort. Why? Why would she do this to her young? Well, because it then becomes a task for the eaglets to stand and balance themselves in the nest that has been stirred. That comfort zone that they loved so much and was so used to. They couldn't lay down due to getting lacerations from the limbs in the nest. The eaglets had to learn to balance themselves and also become acclimated to the use of the small stubby talons that are beginning to grow. The balance will help them later in flight, and the talons will assist them in catching of the prey for hunting at a later time. Are you now starting to see the connection with the eaglets in our spiritual life? God does similar things to us. He disturbs our nest and causes us to reach towards him. Thank God for stirring that he sends our way. Every person who has ever lived to accomplish the purpose of God's kingdom has had his nest stirred. The sad part is, too often, most of us fail to recognize the hand of God as the one who is stirring the familiar surroundings to stimulate our own growth. Now, Just how does God create the stirring of the nest? Well, he places us under the attack of some tormentor. He allows us to suffer under the effects of a heavy burden. He allows the emotions to be assaulted with overwhelming feelings of displacement. Many times through that stirring, God is directing us towards character and hardening us with experience. Back to the eaglets for a moment. The mother returns to the nest and begins to flutter her wings over the nest with fervor. These small eaglets begin to scream in terror as she pushes them closer and closer to the edge of the nest. Remember, now that these nests are built 5 to 8,000 feet or higher above the ground. The young eaglet is now pushed from the nest and begins to fall. And, as he does, something takes over, the will to live, to struggle, to survive. His screams are not that of power, but of terror. But he has the will to live, trying to flap his wings in a very awkward way. During the free fall, he flails and beats at the air without success until fatigue takes over and has no strength. Just before falling to a certain death, the father eagle swoops down and catches the young eaglet and returns him to the nest. This is repeated day after day, over and over again, until the young eaglets can fly for themselves. These lessons of flight come without warning. Suddenly, the mother eagle appears at the nest and starts the training flight. Spiritual growth and maturity occur in much of the same way. Without warning, we find our lives wrapped up in a situation where everything is at stake. Our home, our family, our job, our health. Falling, falling, falling. The questions race through your mind. God, why? The reply comes back from God. You cannot learn to fly in a church pew or on the back of a pastor. The next question comes, why so long to fall? The reply, you needed all the time you could to learn to fly. Take the struggle away and you take the strength away. Remove the thorn and you remove grace. We don't pray for things to happen to us because these things hurt. But in hurt, there is healing that occurs and creates within us a vision, a desire, a passion for God that ordinarily would never exist. We pray that God gives us relief, that the life we live will not be filled with hardships and difficulty. We need to remember that these hardships do not happen to draw us away from God, to make us bitter and resentful. God can take a struggle and work with it in such a way that no one else would ever consider. He works under different laws that we work with. He is our strength. God wants us to lean on him and to grow in our spiritual life. It finally occurs, the day that the young eaglet will commence his screaming and rise on the wings of the morning and scales the heights of the clouds. You know, some people just never understand the upward call. Their lives become marked with a lack of purpose. Years bring age, but little maturity. The mind becomes weak because nothing ever stretches it. The heart gives way to becoming dull, lacking vision and passion. There are some who never respond to the upward call of God, and because of this, they become lacking in spirit and attitude, and they bring wreckage to their lives and those around them. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not be faint. No other bird has the ability to fly at the heights as does the eagle. He does not fly with a flock. He is solitary in his conquests. His purpose is single-minded. He remains alone. There comes a majestic power about being alone with God. We find that was the greatest lesson of Gethsemane. It is in the hours of loneliness that God does some of his greatest works. It was in the lonely dejection of Elijah that he heard God's voice. It was in the wearying, lonely path of faith that God came again to Abraham. It was in the lonely hours following failure that Peter found God. It was in the lonely midnight hours that Jacob had his wrestling match with God. It was in the loneliness of the mountains that Moses would get the law from God. It was in the loneliness of her barrenness that Hannah prevailed. And it was in the loneliness that Daniel received his great vision from God. And it was in the loneliness of prayer at Gethsemane that the Lord labored just a stone's throw away from the disciples. But it may as well have been a million miles that separated them. Loneliness marked Mary in Bethlehem's stable, but loneliness marked her again as she stood at Golgotha. Most animals have been equipped by nature to sense the coming of a storm by either smell and some by sight and will run for shelter. The rabbit will find its burrow, the bee will fly to its hive, and the deer will look for comfort at his place of rest. But the eagle, because of his great ability of sight, can see the storm approaching from a great distance. Because the eagle is a territorial bird, he will remain in his habitat until the first few drops of rain begin to fall. He then will launch into flight and begin to ascend in a spiral manner, upward, 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 until he has found his way to the sunlight above the storm. Notice what happens to those who are not eagles. When the storm starts to approach, there is a tendency to run and hide. But for the eagle, the storm can represent hardships or even a battle for survival or a difficult time, but he has no fear. The winds are hard and fast and often destructive, but the eagle is challenged by the storm. There is that upward call, the call of desire, the gnawing of hunger, the restlessness of the spirit. All of these things bring us to the heights that God desires for us to go to. In closing, the eagle who is built for the heights is not content to stay on earth. I am going through. I will soar above the storm. I will hope for the greatest. I will do the will of God. I will defeat the enemy. I will proclaim the gospel as long as there is breath in me. I will do what God wants me to do. And I'd like for you to repeat that last part with me. I will do what God wants me to do. Amen.